Hatfield is such a famous airfield. Fair to say it's one of the most famous airfields in Britain. And it dates right back to 1930, famously associated with de Havilland. And so many famous aircraft were designed and built there over many years. The Tiger Moth, Mosquito, Vampire and Comet, to name just but four.
If we go back to wartime, this was one of the most important places in the country. Very important work was being done there. A lot of achievements came from Hatfield. Tell us about those.
The factory was enormously important during World War II. Many Mosquitoes were built there, as well as other aircraft, and the Mosquito was arguably the most versatile aircraft in World War II, tremendously successful in so many roles. But the Germans recognised the value of Hatfield and carried out, unfortunately, a very successful bombing raid in October 1940, which sadly killed and injured many people.
These days, you can still walk around and realise that Hatfield had that significance within aviation. There are still various things you can see if you go around. I mean, we're talking about a memorial. That's something that's new, but it actually, going back a few weeks, months, we would have seen evidence of the importance of the past.
Hatfield dates right back to the middle of 1930, and of course it developed in time over the years, not least architecturally. But although much of the airfield has now disappeared since the airfield finally closed for flying in 1994, if you know where to look, there is still a lot left, such as the Hangar Hotel, which was the combined main hangar and control tower, various other buildings such as, for example, a very nice small Art Deco building, which used to be the entrance come gatehouse to the airfield. And there are various other relics surviving as well here and there. So it's still, relatively speaking, fairly tangible.
Within the aviation industry, we talked about wartime, but actually things in Hatfield, they continued well beyond that. We had other achievements as well, didn't we? We had other very famous aircraft being produced there.
Yes, Hatfield before World War II was also notably used for flying training. Aircraft production didn't really start till about the mid-1930s, so you'd aircraft there such as, say, the famous Rapide biplane transport. But then after World War II, there were many civil aircraft built there, as well as military aircraft, most famously of all the Comet, the world's first jet airliner. And then in more recent times, before the airfield eventually closed, the well-known commuter airliner, the BAE-146. So that was the last major aircraft to be built at Hatfield before the airfield finally closed in the first half of the 1990s.
Why remember all of these things in the first place? This memorial is hugely important to you. Why should it be important to the average person passing by?
Our airfields affect our lives in so many ways, both directly and indirectly. Quite simply, everyday life in Britain would be severely diminished without our airfields, because you only need to really walk down the street and there are airfield links all around. They might not be obvious, but they are there. The shops we go into, the food we eat, the roads we drive along, the emergency services, the list is almost endless, and our lives unquestionably would be immeasurably impoverished if our airfields never existed in the first place.